Hi, it's Beth here. Still over 65, which seems to be some big age right now with the coronavirus. I don't know how everybody feels about us. We certainly are people that everyone's protecting, and I'm sure it's hard. I'm sure it's hard for them to value us or whatever. I think it's wonderful the way the world is caring so much. I just wish it wasn't true. So, being over 65 and talking is a weird, it's taken on a new tone in my life, a new meaning since September, big change. So, this is episode 89. It's April 2nd, 2020. And I've been 4 weeks in the house. I mean, seriously, just here. Like, we're having food delivered. I mean, I'm just scared because my husband's a little bit older than I am. And we've had, both of us, some health problems. So I just don't want to take up a hospital bed, and I don't want either one of us to get sick. And I think I'm not overreacting. I think everybody's caught up with how we're feeling now. But I think the first 2 weeks, maybe we overreacted. I don't know. Some 4 weeks in, this is what it looks like. If you're 2 weeks in, it gets a little crazier. So, you know, I can't sleep. Take some NyQuil PM, whatever, got to like 4 o'clock, which was great. And I woke up and I thought about my friend Mark from high school. Super friend. We were just friends, but he was more important to me than my boyfriend. He was a wonderful guy. And we did some crazy things together. Like, we did do a diner thing in Pennsylvania where we played Tammy Wynette's Stand By Your Man 10 times in a row. Just loving it, loving country western, getting a little crazy. I was thinking about all those crazy things, but and one time we went out on a jetty at dawn, and I thought because I was fat that I wasn't agile or athletic anymore, and that day proved to me that I was. So he's kind of been there for some big things. And he was there for a very big thing. I was going through, I don't know what happened. All kinds of things happened when I was a teenager. That was not my best decade. Or it seemed like 400 years, but it was probably only 7. Anyway, we were driving to Pennsylvania to meet up with Susie, I think, at Aunt Francie's house. This is how it was in Juniata in Pennsylvania. And we were in his bug, his cool Volkswagen bug. We were on the highway, you know, the New Jersey Turnpike, I don't know, maybe at 11 o'clock at night, kind of a snowy, wet night. All the other things on the freeway were trucks, huge trucks. So we put on our little car that we were just married. I think I was 15, he was 17, it didn't matter. And all these trucks were honking at us, and we went to a diner, and it was so great. We created a false reality, and we had so much fun, and we kind of bought into it, and we really weren't hurting anybody. And I just thought, maybe I can do that. I'm sitting here all day long. I cannot watch another binge of a show. I just can't do it. I got to get out of here. So I thought of this idea, which is there are these walking tours of beautiful sights in the world. And Kit and I have a few things left on our bucket list, and we never got to them. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to just create a false reality. And it's a flight of fancy, a flight of fancy. I'm just going to go with it because I want to. And I did it today for 3 hours. And they were wonderful. I went away. I just had a great time. And the first place, I mean, and it, I made it in my mind that I was taking my husband on a trip with my money, money that I made. And I did something. I sold a screenplay. It was fabulously wealthy. And, oh my God, my dog just walked in.
Hey, Marcus, thank you. Thank you, my dear. Gotta watch that. Okay. He makes me nervous.
Okay, he's smarter than I am. Okay, so anyway, that was going on, and Yeah, and I got us both new clothes, new luggage, and a private jet. That's how rich I am. I mean, I sold the screenplay. Everybody wanted it. There was a bidding war. $3 million. And I'm getting money at the back end. So we are loaded now. This is in my fantasy world. So the first thing we do is we go to this little island called Naxos. It's a Greek island. It looks fabulous. It's got the Poseidon, the temple for Poseidon. And you have to see it at sunset. And our private jet, this is the best part, our private jet flew right onto this island. We didn't have to go through Athens or London or anything. We go right to this island. That's how rich I am. And I'm taking my husband on this fabulous trip, giving him everything, everything in the world. So there we are. And I've got this little site you can go to. And you can go on this walking tour. It's called the Historic Temple of Poseidon at CAPSOUNION, 5th century BC. Now that's a good walking tour. That's the tour I took. And it felt real because there are people behind me and everybody's just walking and visiting. And we're coming back for the sunset. But first we're going to go into our hotel. I picked the most luxurious hotel on this island. And it's called the Miranda. And it's a luxury hotel. So of course that's where I have to stay because I'm so rich. And the food is gorgeous. The hotel is gorgeous. Everything is gorgeous. And it is super romantic. Every view is of the water, which is that is what Greece is all about. It's the water. I mean, they've got the white, beautiful buildings and everything's blue and white and all that. But it just reflects the water, which is, and so this hotel, all you see is the water. And that is perfect. So there we are. And there's more. This was the island that Zeus was raised on. He knew all the people on this island and they protected him because Zeus was the king of the Greek gods. And he lived on Mount Olympus when he grew up. And he was the god of the sky and the thunder. But before that, he had to be hidden because his father, Cronus, wanted to eat him like he'd eaten all the other children. This is a great guy. And so he had to stay protected, and he stayed protected here. So the people on this island just love that. And it kind of looks like that when you look at when you're walking on your walking tour, you can buy it. Anyway, Zeus got to be strong on this island. And he went back to his father, and he was bigger and stronger than his father, which is so edible, so perfect. And he made Cronus vomit up his brother and sisters. And he got them strong and healthy. And the brothers and sisters went with him and they conquered, meaning killed, the father. And really, there isn't enough therapy in the world to fix that, but it's a happy ending in my book because I'm a little crazy too. So all of this is going on. And I'm having a wonderful time, and so is my husband, and nothing could be better. And so then, the thing is, we get back on the jet, and I'm taking him, and he doesn't know where he's going. Like, this is my fantasy, man. Like, I'm the one. I'm sugar, I'm Big Daddy. I'm Daddy Warbucks. I'm the one. This is my dream. So I'm going to take him to the Taj Mahal now. So it's tough. And there are some walking tours. And I had to pick very carefully. There were a lot of bad ones. There's one called Wonder LIV. And I felt like that was a good tour. So I'm walking around and I'm visiting the Taj Mahal. And it really is amazing. And there's this archway. And you see the Taj Mahal through it. And it's the most beautiful thing, and it really is pretty good on this video. But I went to another site and I found out that the architects used trickery to make you think it was the most amazing building that was ever built. And when you walk closer to the Taj Mahal, it gets bigger. When you walk back, it gets smaller. That's one thing. The the columns look like they have six sides, but it's actually just black lines that create, instead of four sides, six sides. And it's really, really done well. So it tricks your brain into believing that it's way more complex than it is. And it's not paint. It is black stones that they put on the columns, on the white marble. And they gleam. They're semi-precious stones and they gleam. And that helps too. And in the royal bathroom, they created this euphoria effect with mirrors. So these architects were amazing. And we really felt like you could see it, but not like you could see it when you went to the hotel. And I picked the best hotel, of course, because, you know, it's me. It's me, right? And I'm a millionaire, a billionaire. So we stayed at the OBEROI. And every single room in this hotel faces the Taj Mahal. But there is this one restaurant that the Taj Mahal is right there. It's private. So, of course, that's where we're going to have dinner. And, you know, this is all devoted to love and the love of this Raj for his wife. And you can feel it. And this hotel is inspired by the Mongols and the design is beautiful. There are fountains everywhere, reflective pools, walking paths. So we have our private dinner and we're overlooking the Taj Mahal. And it couldn't be more beautiful. And people would visit the Taj three times in the same day because in the morning it would be pink. In the afternoon, it would be white, but at night, over a dinner, it turns gold. First, it turns purple, and then it turns gold. That's what we're seeing. And I'm enjoying my food, but I can hardly remember it because my view is so beautiful. This is what I'm doing in my mind. So I think it's going to rain. So then we have breakfast in the fragrant garden. And then I say, thank you, India. And we get back on the jet. Now we're going to Angkor Wat, which is on his bucket list. And it's the Kingdom of Wonder. And I have an Aussie dude taking me on a walking tour. You can find him online. And he was nice. And he's got a great life that he chose for himself. And I'm happy to help him out. So I plucked my money. I didn't pluck my money down. I just gave him a ping. And I'm in. And he really, really was obvious that I'm very glad that I'm not going to Angkor Wat because it's a bit much. I mean, it's got trees that are kind of consuming the temple and it seems like a lot of walking and it is spectacular. It was built in the 12th century and it's a Hindu temple and it was built for Vishnu, who's a great god. And in the late same century, the Buddhists took it over. So I felt like even just looking at it on the walking tour that it had some bad juju, like, you know, wartime juju. I'm not into it. So, but my hotel was beautiful. The lobby was beautiful. It's called the Sofitel and it's okay. But I just want to be somewhere else. So we're leaving. This is my dream, and I'm going to go to Paris. I've been to Paris before. I don't know why I don't live in Paris. It's probably because I'm not a billionaire. But if I was a billionaire, I would have a house in Paris. So I get back on my jet, and I'm going to Paris. And this time, I did two YouTubes, and I did like 20. Went through 20 of them. Only two were worth it. One was a YouTube of the Avenue Montaigne, at night on a scooter. And the lights are beautiful. And the Avenue Montaigne is the street of fashion. And it's just so grand. So that's great. Then there's another one called the Streets of Paris Walking Tour. And it's 4K. And it's really nice because you hear all the voices. And you see just what you see when you're actually walking on the streets. So it's not idealized or anything. Because it shouldn't be. The people in Paris are great. There were not as many smokers as last time. I mean, this was done in 2020, so I was pretty impressed that they're not smoking like they did. But I'm not really, you know, and you can go to the museums, and the Seine is beautiful and all that. I am here on this trip actually because I'm going to the Hotel Athenee, which I've always wanted to go to. So, and I'm staying in the Haute Couture Suite. And it's on the Avenue Montaigne. This is my dream. You've got to invent your own, and you will. Anyway, it is absolutely gorgeous. My hotel room is, and I've got the Eiffel Tower out my window. Room service is amazing. So here I am. And I'm telling you, this is fun to do. It's just, kids can use their imagination, so can we. Just go away. So there I am, and I'm in Paris, and I'm in the Plaza Athenee, and it's dinner time. And I am going to the, oh my gosh, I learned how to say this, but I gotta find the page where I said it. I can't even say it. Oh my God, I'm gonna just have to spell it. Alain Ducasse, it's not how you say it. Alain Ducasse. That's this guy's name. He's a great chef. I'm in his restaurant and I'm ordering. Oh my God, the menu is amazing. And the view out this restaurant, it looks like I'm in the Ice Palace in Dr. Zhivago. It's so beautiful. Even the menu's beautiful. I tell the sommelier to just give me the wines that should go with what I order, which I've always wanted to say to a sommelier. I am now. So I'm ordering, kids ordering. I'm ordering the white asparagus. It's infused with crab sauce. This is my dream, man. I get really funky. I tell him I don't want the crab sauce. He's got to go back and tell the chef that. But that's how I feel. I just want the white asparagus. So, yes, it's my dream. So here I go. I went for it. So then I order the Normandy lobster. I hope the chef isn't spitting on it, but I bet he's not. This is a classy establishment. Then the dessert is hop flowers. I don't even know what that is, but they've got to be cute. And they're in a farm cream. Cool. Kits ordered the chocolate from their very own factory. This is Willy Wonka on steroids. So, then, we leave. And that's the end of this dream. That's the end of this day. But I'm going to do it tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. And I'm going to go to, oh, I've learned how to pronounce this too, and I can't say it, but I'm going to try. I'm going to go to the Grand Hotel du Fara. It's really the Grand Hotel du Cap Ferrat, but they say Cab Ferrat. I'll never be able to do that, but I'm going to try. I'm going to practice. So I'm getting my private jet ready, and then I think because we like to do three trips every time we go, because we pack and we've got so much stuff. I think we're going to go to Moscow, because I've always wanted to go to Moscow and see what they have. Stay at the best hotel in Moscow. And then I'm going to go to the Rio de Janeiro or Zurich in Switzerland. So this is what I'm doing. And I had this other thing happen. I wasn't going to do this today because I thought it was stupid. But I had this shortbread cookie. And everything we've been ordering online, we're not getting. We're getting substitutes for everything. Like I wanted cream and I got half and half. I wanted coffee ice cream and I got vanilla. I can't get any dog treats. But I had this shortbread cookie today. And it was delicious. And I'm not saying it was like, oh my God, and I learned how to pronounce Proust, Marcel Proust. It's like Prousta. I'm not going to say it like that. I'm not saying I'm like that guy. But you know, he had that Madeleine and it made him think. So I had this cookie and it made me think, yeah, I want to do this. Maybe somebody else feels like this. We're just sort of in our house. And I mean, not that people haven't had it worse like my grandmother, she did, but I haven't had it worse. I haven't had this before. Like this sort of being incarcerated or whatever and getting what you get, not what you want. It's just a strange time. So because I had this delicious shortbread, and believe me, I used to eat a box without even blinking. I had this one today, and it was wonderful. And I even thought about what he wrote, that the third bite wasn't as good as the second bite. So my second bite was 3/4 of the cookie, because I thought that might happen. And the whole cookie was delicious. And it just made me think there are great things out there. And that menu at Plaza Athenae, it's spring 2020. So the world's going to be there when we get out of here. But I'm going to go visit it in my mind while I can. Then I had this other thought, because I am losing my mind. I don't know how the words casual and casualty got in our language. They're so opposite. So I looked them up. Casual, late Middle English, Latin. Casualis, fall. It means a fall. Casualty, same time. Latin, casualitis, which means penalty. Casual and casualties. This just doesn't make any sense. So I am kind of losing it. I get it. But I'm going to go on another trip tomorrow, because I can't watch any more Netflix. I've sort of hit my limit. I might go visit nature, go to Yosemite. I don't know. I just need to know everything is still out there, still waiting for me. And we're going to get back to our regular lives. Well, my life is better in my dreams, because I don't have a jet and I haven't sold a screenplay for $3 million. But maybe I won't even want to go back to my regular life. Well, that's not going to happen anytime soon. So I'm going to keep dreaming. It's not the worst thing to do. You got dreams, dream them. We got time. So anyway, I don't know what you're going to think about this one. And this might look like crazy happening, but I really had 3 hours where I had fun. I really did. They were special. Oh my God, especially the Plaza Athenae. I actually could taste the food almost. So give it a thought. Go to places you want to go. But you can find walking tours. And when you get to the hotels, they'll take you on a tour. You can look at the rooms. You can look at the spa and all the spa treatments. You can look at the menu and just pretend you're there. So I don't know. I hope it works for you. It worked for me. So I'll be back, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.